take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs, chapter 3. We're going to read verse 25 together. And then we're going to turn to two other passages in the book of Matthew. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse number 25. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25. Let's read this verse in unison together. Ready? Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Now turn to Matthew chapter 10. We're going to read two verses here in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. We'll read both of these verses in unison as well. Matthew chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. Again, let's read these in unison together. Ready? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Now turn to Matthew chapter 28, just a few pages over, and we're going to read verse 5 together. Let's read this verse in unison as well. Matthew 28, verse number 5. Matthew 28, verse number 5. Ready? Let's read it. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. And let's pray. Father, thank you again for our church. Lord, thank you that you've given us such a wonderful place. Lord, not just the property, not just the buildings, but the people. That's what makes the church what it is, in your presence. Father, again, we ask you to fill us with your power tonight. Lord, fill our preacher with your power as he preaches. Change our hearts and our lives. Lord, we live in a pretty strange world. I pray that you help our preacher so that we could help our generations and the generations to come, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Tonight, I'm going to talk to our children for a little while. In Mark chapter 10, verse number 14, we see that some little children had come to Jesus. Amen. We're going to turn this on. Thank you. Some little children had come to Jesus, and his disciples rebuked those who brought the children to him. And Jesus said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Every once in a while, I'll do this, and I must say, I enjoy doing this. I'm going to preach specifically to the children tonight. Of course, earlier tonight, we let the kids gather some candy, and we do that as an alternative to Halloween. That way we know they're safe, and we're promoting good things to them. So tonight, in a special way, the kids have already had some fun, and I want to talk to them for a little while. I call this sermon Scary Things. Scary things. Earlier, we read from Matthew chapter 10, where it says, But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Children, what that verse means is this. God says he knows how many hairs are on your head. That's how much God loves you. God knows every hair on your head. He knows if any of those hairs ever come out. God's watching you very, very carefully. Not even one hair off of your head can fall to the ground without God knowing it. That's how carefully Jesus watches out for you. He's watching out for you all the time. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:25, be not afraid of sudden fear. God is telling us he doesn't want us to be scared all the time. He doesn't want us to fear all the time. And then finally, the Bible says in Proverbs 28:5, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Boys and girls, here's the story that goes along with that verse. We've heard about Jesus and how they did a thing called crucify him. That means they had put him to death. I'm not going to retell the story, but they put Jesus to death. And then when they put him to death, they put him in a tomb. Now that tomb would have been a bit like a cave. They put him inside a cave, almost like a closet. And they put him in there, and they rolled a great big stone over the door, and that's how they closed it up. Now, so he's in the grave, he's dead, he's been there for a little while, and Mary, and believe it or not, and her friend Mary went to the grave. So Mary and Mary went down to the grave while they were there. And they went down just to see the place where Jesus had been crucified and buried. And when they got there, the Bible says a big earthquake came. I'm talking about the earth began to rumble, and the rocks were bouncing up and down, and the trees were shaking, and Mary and Mary's teeth were chattering. And I mean, all of a sudden this earthquake hit, and the Bible says that the angel of the Lord rolled that stone away from the front door of that grave so Jesus could come out. And the Bible says when the earthquake came and the earth was shaking and rattling, and then that angel rolled the big stone away from the front door of Jesus' grave, the Bible says that that scared Mary. Mary and Mary said, boy, that's scary. Said, boy, the earthquake and that door rolling open by the angel, that's scary. And the angel said, fear not. And I want you to know, whatever tries to scare you in life, fear not. Fear not. That angel said, it's okay. It's okay. The Lord's going to take care of things. And, you know, then the next thing you know, Jesus was alive and everything did turn out okay. And Mary and Mary, who said, boy, that's scary, it wasn't but just a moment. They realized there was nothing about which to be afraid. They didn't have to be afraid. You know, everybody gets scared sometimes. Even adults get scared sometimes. They don't usually tell you. I know there have been times when I've been scared. And everybody gets scared sometimes. Brother Nash, you ever get scared?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brother Callan, you ever get scared?
Yes, sir.
Brother Bajan, do you ever get scared?
Yes, sir.
See, everybody gets scared sometimes. We all do. But here's the wonderful thing. Jesus is with us. Just like in that story when the earthquake came and the earth began to rumble and the angel rolled that stone back and Mary said, I'm afraid, that scared me. And the angel of the Lord said, don't worry, Mary, it's going to be okay. Guess who's here? And the next thing you know, Jesus came out of that tomb and Jesus was there. And Jesus is with you. And Jesus will watch out for you. Jesus watches you so carefully. He knows about every hair on your head. Brother Chuck Little, stand up there for a second. Jesus knows where every one of that bald man's hairs went. He knows where they are. Thank you, Brother Little. Jesus knows about your every single hair. He has them numbered, and He is watching so carefully. He wants to make sure you feel safe. There are things that we get scared of, though, and I got to thinking about what things might scare you. And I remember when I was a child, did you know that I was 5 years old? I was 5 years old for one whole year. I was. And I remember what scared me. I remember what scared me in first grade, and in second grade, and in third grade, and in fourth grade. I remember in fifth grade what scared me the most. You say, what was it, girls? Sometimes girls are scary, amen, boys? Ooh. But I got over that. But I got to thinking about what scared me. And if you might think, boy, Brother Owens, that scares me sometimes too. But always remember this. If something scares you, Jesus is watching you. And Jesus is right there. And Jesus wants you to be safe. Okay, here's the first thing that scared me some. I remember that I was scared of the dark. There were times I was scared of the dark. I didn't like it in the dark. But I've got good news for you. Jesus is the light of this world. And what that means is, if you're ever in the dark, Jesus can still see you. Yeah, Jesus can see you in the dark. And you say, well, when I go to bed at night and Mom and Dad turn out the light, sometimes I get scared. All you have to do is close your eyes and concentrate on Jesus, and He's right there with you. He's right. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. Jesus is with you, and Jesus is the light of the world. But I can remember sometimes when I was a little fearful of the dark, but always remember, just like Jesus said to Mary and Mary when they said, "This is scary," that angel said, "You don't have to be afraid. Jesus is here. Jesus is with you." When you're in the dark, just remember Jesus is with you. You say, "Well, what do I do?" Talk to Him. If you're ever scared in the dark, you just say, "Jesus, I'm a little bit afraid," and Jesus is right there. And Jesus, remember, He knows how many hairs are right on top of your head. He's watching so carefully. He is with you. You do not have to be afraid of the dark. I'll tell you something else that used to scare me. Monsters scared me. I had watched some monsters on TV. Now, just so you know, the monsters are not real. This place called Hollywood, it creates monsters, and sometimes they scare us. But monsters are not real. If you said, "Brother Owen, I think there's a monster in my closet," nuh-uh. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as real monsters. You say, "But my brother told me there was a monster in your closet." Your brother's a monster, see? But there's no such thing as monsters. But I can tell you this. Hey, Brother Major, if there was monsters, Jesus could beat them up. Jesus could beat them up. I don't care. There's no such thing as monsters. But if there were, Jesus could suck them right in the nose. You say, "I'm afraid there's a monster." There's no monsters. But if you are ever afraid, just talk to Jesus and say, "Jesus, if there's a monster around here, beat him up for me." And Jesus would. He would. You don't have to be afraid of monsters. But sometimes we get afraid of something like that. Oh, I'll tell you something else sometimes that was scary to me when I was a child. Some animals scared me. There were some animals that scared me. And let me tell you, first of all, God created all the animals. Do you know that if God created them, God has control over them? God created those animals. Now, let me explain. Most animals are kind. Most of them are kind. Most of them are gentle. I'll tell you what, if mom and dad are not afraid of the animal, you'll probably be okay. But I'll tell you this, I had a friend, and he had a pet turkey. And that turkey was great big. And that pet turkey, like my friend, But that turkey didn't like anybody else. And I was a little bit afraid of that turkey. Because I would always watch. I'd go out there, and my friend could walk up to that turkey and pet that turkey. If I'd walk anywhere close to that turkey would spread his feathers and start making noise. And you say, "What did you do?" "I ran for the hills." See what? I've eaten turkey many times since then. I'm on the winning side. But sometimes we're afraid of animals. I'll tell you, there are some animals you got to be extra careful around. For instance, if this week you're at school and you see an elephant, you'll have to be careful. You will. You'll have to be careful because they could step on your toe. They could. And elephants have a great big long trunk. Brother Nash, do you know how to make elephant sounds? Come up here for a minute. PA man, make sure this pulpit mic is on. Try it. Make an elephant sound for us if you can. That sounds better than an elephant sounds. Wow. Now, elephants are real big, and you will have to be careful around elephants if they don't step on your toe or blow stuff on you. So if you're at school tomorrow and you see an elephant, be careful. But you know, most of the animals that you and I are around, they won't hurt you. They're kind animals. Lions. Now, if you go to the grocery store with your mom and you see a lion, I would go find your mom and tell her right away. Because a lion, now that might be an animal that could be a little tougher. Hey, Brother Bush, you think you could make a lion sound? Come up here and make a lion sound. Roar! That's a lion with indigestion. You say, "What's that?" His tummy's upset. Thank you very much. Now, if you see a lion, that's the animal you have to respect. But I'll remind you, Jesus is watching you everywhere you go. Now, I got to tell you about another. There's an animal that I'm a little bit careful about, and actually, it's in the water. Does anybody know what it is?
Sharks.
I'm going to be really careful around sharks. And if I see a shark, I'm swimming the other way. But I'm here to tell you, most of the animals are nice animals, but I can remember being afraid of some animals. There are some animals we have to be extra careful around, but most of the animals you'll be around, it's okay. But remember, Jesus is with you. So, hey, there's something else that used to scare me. I was afraid of high places. So they call it being afraid of heights. Now, could I tell you something? If you climb up a tree, you have to figure out a way to get down. Because sometimes we climb up, but we didn't think about getting down. And the last thing you want to do is fall down. I hate it when that happens. And so, I was a little bit afraid of heights. And I can remember when I first started flying on airplanes. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I went way, 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 way up there. And if I would have waved at you, you couldn't even see me. And I was way up there. And it was a little bit scary. But you know what I figured out? Jesus was with me. Jesus was with me. All you have to do is remember this, boys and girls. If you climb up, you just have to remember before you climb up, can I get down? And that's going to be very important. And I'm not kidding you. Some of you climb up, but you don't know how you're going to get down. And it scares you a lot. And so be very careful. You know, it doesn't really matter how high we get, though. Jesus is able to be with us. He's able to be with us. I'll tell you something else sometimes that's scary. It's going to see the doctor. Sometimes going and seeing the doctor can be scary. But let me tell you right now, the doctor, he wants to help you. A doctor, she wants to help you. So if mom and dad ever say, we're going to go by and see the doctor, their plan is not to hurt you. They're going to watch out for you. Mom and dad are going to help you with that. And always remember this, if you go to the doctor, you're a little bit scared. Jesus is with you. He knows how many hairs are on top of your head, and he's watching out for you because he loves you, and he wants to keep you safe. And a doctor tries to make you get better. A doctor tries to make you feel better. If you have a little bit of sickness, the doctor wants to help you with that. But sometimes we're a little bit afraid of doctors. But let me tell you, Jesus is with you. You remember when Jesus was in the grave, and they rolled that stone back, and the earthquake came, and Mary said, this is scary. And the angel said, you don't have to be afraid. Jesus is here. And boys and girls, you don't have to be afraid. Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you when it's dark, and Jesus is with you when you think maybe somebody told you about some monster that doesn't even exist, and Jesus is with you when scary animals are around, and Jesus is with you when you're in a high place and you're a little bit afraid of being up so high, and at doctor's office, Jesus is with you. I'll tell you something else that used to scare me some, and that's thunderstorms. You know, when that great big loud thunder up in the sky. I've got good news for you. Did you know who makes it thunder? Jesus. It can't thunder without Jesus' help. And so when you hear thunder, I figured out that's God playing a drum up in heaven. You don't have to be afraid. Jesus is with you. Did you know that thunder can't hurt you? That great big loud noise. You know, you've heard thunder. It sounds worse than that lion, doesn't it? But when you hear that thunder, then you don't have to be afraid. Sometimes it's loud, and sometimes it scares us a little bit, but all you have to do is remember, Jesus is in heaven. It's almost like God playing a big old bass drum and making some noise in heaven. Jesus is with you. God is the one that makes it thunder. Oh, I'll tell you something else that used to scare me some. Sometimes bugs. Bugs can scare you. I've known many boys and girls and adults scared of bugs. Did you know that God created bugs? Yeah. Most bugs won't hurt you. There are some you got to be extra careful of. But let me tell you something that I learned about bugs. I am bigger
than a bug. I am bigger than a bug. And so if I ever need to, you know what I can do? I can squish them. Just squish them and squish them and squish them and squish them.
I tell you what, you guys, let's act like there are a bunch of bugs up here on the platform. And everybody squish them.
Squish them. Squish them. Get them. Get them. Oh, oh, you're bigger than that bug. Good. Oh, beautiful. That is marvelous. Good job. Okay. Right there's one, Brother May. Get him. No, he went up your pant leg. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I'll get him. I'll kick him.
No, I won't do that. Okay. All right. Thank Brother Nash. There are no more bugs. Those are dead bugs right there.
If you're afraid of a bug and you feel like something needs to be done, you can squish them. You're bigger than them. You're bigger than them. But sometimes bugs are a little bit scary. But God created bugs. And if you ever see a bug that you're afraid of, remember, Jesus is with you. He's right there. He said, he told us this. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Jesus is with you in the dark. Jesus is with you when you're scared. Jesus is with you when there's thunder and there are things that scare you. You don't have to be afraid. I'll tell you something else that used to scare me. Bad TV shows scared me. I'll tell you this. Even right now, I still don't watch bad, scary TV shows. No, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't, nor did I let my children go around watching shows about people being murdered and massacred. I thought, how we want to steal their security from them with that sort of a thing. I don't want children to have nightmares. Let me tell you something, boys and girls. If there's ever something on your TV that scares you, just don't watch it. Just don't watch it. Because we don't want you to be afraid and we don't want you to have nightmares. And always remember this. Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you. Jesus is with us and He doesn't want us to be scared. Mary and Mary said, oh my, this is scary. And the angel said, you don't have to be afraid. Jesus is right here. Jesus is with us in the dark. Jesus is with us when maybe somebody told us there was a monster. There are no monsters, but if there were, Jesus could take care of it. Some animals are scary, but Jesus is with us. When we're in a high place and we're a little bit afraid, Jesus is with us. Hey, if you're ever afraid to go to the doctor, Jesus will go with you. If you hear thunder up in the sky, Jesus is with you. If you see a scary bug, Jesus is with you. If you've seen something on the television and it was scary, I'll tell you right now, hey, you listen, Jesus is with you. Tell you something else that used to scare me, going to the dentist. But they're just trying to help us just like the doctor. You go to the dentist, and they say, open your mouth. And you go, and then what the dentist does, he tries to talk to you. And he's got all this stuff in your mouth. And he says, how are you today? And you go, you got all that stuff in your mouth. And the dentist says, what grade are you in? And then they give you this stuff called Novocaine. And it numbs your mouth so you don't feel anything. So then you start slobbering all over everybody and everything. And you got drool running down your face. And then the dentist says, does this feel okay? And you're thinking, And he tries to talk to you, but you can't figure out what to say. And even if you did, you're afraid you're going to drown to death on your own spit. And then you get up on the dentist chair and your shirt or your top is soaking wet. Why? You've been to the dentist. He's helping you. But when you go to the dentist, he doesn't want to hurt you. He's trying to help you. I'll tell you this, young people. You need to take care of your teeth. You need to brush them and take good care of them. If you're not careful, they'll all fall out. And it's really hard to eat without teeth. Sometimes there are people that lose all their teeth and they have to borrow them from somebody else. They take them out at night and put them in a cup and boil them. The dentist is your friend, children, I'm telling you. But Dennis, he wants to help you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of the dentist. You see, Jesus is with you. And just like that day when Jesus had been crucified and they rolled that big stone in front of his grave and Mary went down there and all of a sudden that great big earthquake came and the earth began to rumble and they rolled the stone back and Mary said, "Oh my, this is scary." And the angel said, "Fear not. Jesus is here." And you know something? Wherever you go, Jesus is there. He knows how many hairs you have on top of your head. He's watching out for you. If it's dark, Jesus can see in the dark. If you're up high, Jesus can get up high. Every animal you ever see, Jesus created it. Every bug you ever see, Jesus created it. And Jesus goes with you. Not only that, there are some other things that kind of scared me a little bit. Sometimes Halloween stuff scared me. Ghosts and goblins and all that sort of stuff. Now, that's one reason why we had this special night where you could go around and get candy and people weren't trying to scare you. Well, you don't have to be afraid. Jesus is with you. You say, "Well, I heard the other day about this thing called a vampire and that scares me." Hey, that's a bunch of junk from the devil. You don't listen to that sort of stuff. Don't get involved in that sort of stuff. Well, I promise you this, Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you. There's some other things that used to scare me. Sometimes I'd get scared at new things. Sometimes there were new things that I wasn't used to. I remember when my dad was trying to teach me to ride my bike. At first I really wanted to ride my bike. But when my dad told me we were going to take my training wheels off and that I was going to pedal my bike and my dad was going to let go. See, my dad used to run along behind me and hold on to the seat. And he would say, "Pedal, Jeff, pedal." And I'd start pedaling. But when my dad said, "Okay, I'm going to let go." Oh, that was scary. But I learned how to ride my bike. And Jesus was with me. You can learn new things. And it doesn't always have to be scary. I remember when I learned how to swim in water. Now, when you learn to swim, you need to learn to swim with mom and dad there. You need to learn to swim with somebody that knows how to swim. But I was a little bit afraid. But, you know, Jesus was with me. I remember when I went from sixth grade into middle school, or I went from sixth grade into seventh grade. It was a little bit scary. Sometimes when we do something new, it's a little bit scary. But I'll remind you, Jesus is always with you. There's some children here tonight. They're brand new in Martinsburg Christian Academy. Let me tell you something. It's okay. Jesus is with you. And hey, sometimes maybe mom and dad brings us to a new church. There's some children here tonight. Mom and dad brought you to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. And it's a little bit scary because you don't know where all the rooms are and who all the people are and where all the classrooms are. But let me tell you, Jesus has the hairs on the top of your head numbered. He's watching out for you. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to protect you. But sometimes new things scare us. But we have to remember what scares us. Remember always that Jesus is with us and He wants us to be safe. There's another thing that scares me, and that's the devil. Now, that devil, he's real, but you know, sometimes you see people dress up in a devil costume. That's not real. That's not real. But the devil is Jesus' enemy. And the devil, he's real, but let me remind you of something. Jesus can beat up the devil. Jesus can beat up the devil. If you're ever scared and you say, "Oh, I think the devil's, he's mad at me." Well, you just call on Jesus because the devil's afraid of Jesus. Oh yes, the devil's afraid of Jesus. The devil's afraid of the Bible. The devil doesn't like the Bible. The devil doesn't like Jesus. The devil doesn't like God. And if you ever say, "I'm a little bit afraid of the devil," well, let me tell you right now, the devil's afraid of God. Jesus can beat up the devil. Jesus has victory over the devil. And you just always remember, if you ever say, "I'm a little bit afraid of the devil," okay, then you call upon the Lord. You just pray. You say, "Where would God be?" He's right with you. He's right with you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He'll be there for you. There have been times I've been a little bit afraid of the devil. You say, "What'd you do, preacher?" I prayed and said, "Lord, the old stinky devil's bothering me. Help me get rid of him." And Jesus came and ran the devil off. We've watched Jesus run the devil off many times. Because Jesus loves you. And He'll keep you safe. There are a lot of things that we get scared of. But the Bible says, be not afraid of sudden fear. The Bible says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. You're more valuable than many sparrows. And then there's that verse, that the story about Mary. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Remember the story now. Jesus was in the grave. They put that big stone over his tomb. Mary and Mary went down to the grave, and all of a sudden the earthquake came and it shook. And then that angel rolled the stone back, and the Bible says Mary was afraid. And she said, I'm afraid. And the angel said, don't be afraid. And I think Mary might have said, well, why shouldn't I be afraid? And the angel said, because Jesus is going to take care of you. And boys and girls, Jesus loves you very much. And He's going to take care of you. He's watching out for you. He loves you and He wants you safe. And so, watch out. When scary things come, just remember, Jesus will take care of you. Let's all bow our heads and let's all close our eyes.